Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Ksubis Perik Ches, Mishnah He. Naflula Avadim Ushvachais Zekene. She Yarshind, Avadim Ushvachais that are old. They can still work, but not too much, and we don't know for how long. So really, from a financial standpoint, we can sell them now for people that need light work. And then we can buy a karka. I'll eat the payments, you'll have the karka. And indeed, the Tanakhama says that the husband can do that, even if she doesn't want. Yimachru, they can be sold. Yilokach ben karka, land is bought with them. Uechel peiros. Then we have that easy divide where she gives the karka and he eats the peiros. Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, if she doesn't want to sell them, he cannot force her to sell them. Loi timkar. She says no. She can say no sale. She can force him not to sell them. Why not? The answer is Meshehen Shevach Beis Avir. She can say, look, these were the Avadim and Shvachais that worked for my father's house all the years. People know them as such. They're like part of the house. It's the Shvach of her father's house. It's the praise of her father's house. And out of Kaveh to her father's house, she can block the sale. Vayter says the Mishnah, similar machlaikis, naflula zesim ugefanim zekena. She yarshin the olive trees that are old, or grapevines that are old. Again, they produce fruit, but not too much. So he says, yimachru le'etzim, let's sell them for firewood. She doesn't want, but the chachamim say, no, what he's saying makes sense. He's going to sell them, v'yolokach ben karka, he'll purchase karka, v'huach l'peiros. She gets the land, he gets the pay rice. Much easier to keep track of things and to preserve things this way. Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, in this case, Rabbi Yehuda is going to say about the Zesim and the Kfanim what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said about the Avadim. Rabbi Yehuda says, Loi Simkar. She can say, no. I don't want to sell. She can force him not to sell them. Neshein Shevach Be'Sevia. Also, those are the olive trees of her father's house. That's what people say, the vines. It's the glory of her father's house. Now the Mishnah tells us as follows. What's the din with Hamoitzi Hoitzois al Nichse Ishtoi? This person spent money. He invested. In the nechsim look of his wife. He may have plowed, he may have fertilized, did other avodas in the karka, he may have built gates, planted trees, built houses, as the Tosfos read. He put a lot of money into the property thinking, it's going to turn a big profit. Then he divorces her. Zakta Mishnah, it doesn't make a difference if hoitzi harba, he spent a lot of money, invested a lot of money, v'achol kima, but he only got a little bit of the profit. So he's going to say, well, that's not fair. Give me back some of that money. That's what he's going to say. Or, since it's the other way around, Kima, he had very little for the property, but somehow it shot up in value. The Achal Har, but he had a lot of payers out of this, a lot of profit. So she's going to say, you invested so little, and you got so much, now you pay me. It's like the Mishnah, neither of them can ask for any type of compensation. Masha hoitzi, hoitzi, what he put into the karka, what he took out of his pocket and invested into the karka is out, that's it. Umasha ochal ochal, and the profit that he took in. However, says the Mishnah, Haitzi, if he invested, v'le'achal, didn't get a chance to have anything, didn't eat any of his payrolls. And afterwards, he divorced her. He's going to say, I made such a big investment. I took nothing out of it. So here, Yeshava, he's going to swear, Kamahoitzi, how much money he invested, v'yitoil, and he'll take back that money that he invested. Being that he had no hano whatsoever from the pay rice, we don't say. Nay, it was probably Michael Eteri. You think, it's his wife. He's like running a business. How much did I put in? How much did I take out? But if he took out nothing, we assume he wasn't Michael Eteri. Actually, what's happening over here, if he took out nothing, we're going to apply the same halacha, which would be, again, not to a husband or wife. Let's say I went into your field, and I planted trees. You come back, and you say, what did you do? I didn't tell you to do this. I'm going to say, what's the problem? So I could take the expenses from the balabais. A lot of different factors, but basically speaking, but how much expenses? So here, go figure out what the husband put in all the years they were married. They could have been married 30 years. So the Chachamim said, okay, you know what? If he swears, we're going to believe him. However, Zak the Batanura, this is only if what he put in, Taka made the property better. But let's say, because of the investment that he put in, the value of the property went up 100. We ask him, how much did you put in? He says 500. No. Then you don't get back 500. You only get back 100. That's the same halacha as me going into your field and planting shloi b'rishos. I can't say, give me my expenses. My expenses were 200 and your field only went up 100. Furthermore, says the Batanura, this particular shvua is a takanas chachamim, but Chazal were mesaken it in the same way that we do a shvua shel Torah. He would take a Sefer Torah, for example, and would have to swear holding the Sefer Torah. Okay, so quickly chazing over our Mishnah. Shiyarshins of other mishvachais that are older. Tanakama says the husband can't even against her will sell it, purchase karka. He eats the parish, she keeps the field. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, she can say this is the Shevach, this is the glory of her father's house. These were her father's avadim. No, can't sell it. Interesting halacha, by the way. This is only when she yarshins them when they're old. But if she yarshins young avadim, and many years pass by, and now they're old, says the Shita Mekabetzes from the Talmid Rebbeinu Yoina, everyone holds he can't, he cannot force her to sell. Similar machlokes we had in regard to Zeisim Ukfanim, olive trees and vines that are getting older, sell them for wood, purchase karka, he eats the payrois from that new karka, she gets the karka, he can do this even against her will, Rabbi Yehuda says, here too she can say, these olive trees, these vines were the shvach of her father's house. No. They're shevach by Sevilla. She can block the sale according to Reb Yehuda. By the way, says the Batanur, the halacha is both like Reb Shimon Gamliel and Reb Yehuda. She could say, this is the glory of my father's house. I don't want you to sell it. Then we said, if a person invested into Nichsei Yishtai, whether he put a lot of money in and only ate a little, or he put a little money in and ate a lot, no one has to compensate the other. What you put in, you put in. What you took out. You were married. You weren't working this like a business. But if you put in a lot of money and he never ate anything, then we say he's not moichel, but he would have to swear how much he invested and take it out. We explain it can't be that he's asking for more money to cover his expenses than the value of the field went up. If the value of the field went up 100, he can't say, well, I spent 500. It could only be that 100.